AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money! Jay Valentine, we are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
Tell them what it is.
The authority on all things R&B. Today we're getting down to business.
Standing on it.
What are we doing?
Standing on it.
We standing on business today. Take a special read. You had to have been in this shit a long motherfucking time. A lengthy tenure.
Early.
To get miles of experience.
Come on, speak on
To be this type of individual. To be this kind of a person. To have this type of an understanding.
To represent it. To write it. A&R it.
So many things. Come in the form of Lydia Asrat. I have many dialects. Lord has blessed me with many tongues.
Yes, you did.
Tank is Ethiopian now.
You know, that's...
You know, you low-key look Ethiopian, and people have asked me in my community if you're Ethiopian because they know I know you.
Really?
They're like, he's Abisha.
I should do a...
Tank is Abisha!
I should do a 23andMe.
You should.
And see what's going on.
I could see it.
You might find out some shit you don't want to know, man. That's what I always look at with this.
Or you find out some shit you do want to know.
Yeah, let's just see what happens. I can get adopted by some, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can really tap into the culture. Some things are happening over there. I know.
There are.
Yeah, it is.
But you do look it.
Okay. What is the look? What am I giving?
What you're giving is it's the proportions of our face. I don't know if you guys have, I know you know, because you're from the Bay, you've seen a lot of Ethiopians and all East Africans.
Absolutely.
But we have a
DC
certain...
DC does too, though.
DC does a lot, so you should know. I think we just have a distinctive look. Like,
it's a very
distinctive
look,
the way our eyes
are
set, our noses are set. I think that's mostly, it's mostly right here. Okay. But yours kind of looks like you look like a couple of my cousins.
I know relatives.
They give you a name because Darrell doesn't sound very
well. Yeah, no, but Darrell's. I mean, that's what your mom picked, or your dad. Picked.
My mom picked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you need something a little more Ethiopian.
You do. It would be like Tedros. Ooh. Tedros.
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 Wasn't that The Weeknd's name in
Oh, it was
in that TV show
when he was a murderer.
He was like the club promoter, wild nigga. Oh, you remember that?
Tedros.
But like the number one Ethiopian singer, his name is Teddy Afro.
Teddy Afro.
He's huge.
Teddy Afro.
I need him on the show.
Beyonce put his song at the end of her concert when she went to Ethiopia, and it went nuts.
Really?
Y'all should go watch that. I've never seen that. It was for our New Year's, and she like played it after she was done and had her dancers dance with everybody.
I know, crazy.
Oh, they said it was shaking the stadium.
Shit.
Nuts. I wish I was there.
Shout out to B.
Yeah, she'd be tapped in.
Queen.
Always tapping in.
Yeah. That was like 2011.
Hello, Lydia. How you doing?
Hi, friends. Hi, family.
You know, we always find ourselves in cool rooms.
You know
what I'm saying? Whether there be some fitness equipment around or some papers to be signed. Like we always are.
We always are outside in some capacity.
Yeah, I think it's just very, very, very vital and important to have this conversation, your conversation, you know, so people can understand not just the ins and outs, but there's a different level of in and out being a woman of color in this space.
100%. Being a woman in general.
A woman, period. And then a woman of color.
Yeah. And then a young.
And then a you know.
Young woman is just like
we're gonna get you to 30 under 30. I mean, yeah,
I'm just saying. That's so funny.
Forbes on their ass.
I ain't been no Forbes.
Listen, God is good.
I've driven a Ford.
I have been
Forbes.
I had a Ford Focus.
Okay. Stick shift.
You had to be focused in that motherfucker too, nigga.
Nigga, windows were up.
You know, I was in the Camry. That was my car.
I literally had a Ford Focus. I was pulling up to Underdog Studio with a Ford Focus.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Driving from Corona.
We had so many jokes.
Like, I was literally
shit.
What?
Driving from Corona.
We had so many jokes.
At least the gas was good.
Because he had already had a platinum album out. So, you know what I mean? It's just the music business.
Sometimes you fuck up the money.
Yeah.
I understand.
Now, I had a house.
Okay. But, you were doing it the right way because I know a lot of people who have the car and don't have the house.
Yeah, he wasn't doing it the right way.
I was on fumes.
he wasn't.
I was on fumes.
No, listen to that.
It wasn't fully furnished.
Bologna sandwiches.
A lot of chilies.
Did they come back and get it? Did they come back and get it?
Eventually somebody came and got it.
As if the house was going anywhere. Did they come back and get it?
Here's what's crazy. As I'm losing the house. The realtor who sold me the house snuffed the house out from under me at the short sale price.
No. Not preying on your downfall.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
Wow.
Well played. Well played.
They got the commission and they got it back.
So he kind of bought it with his money.
Yeah, they did. But look at you now.
I couldn't be mad because I needed it off my books.
Right.
He said, take it.
Please.
Take
it.
Take this motherfucker.
Take it.
I'm doing bad. I was around my divorced. It's just a tough time. Anyway, back to you, Lydia. Okay.
What a great space you're in now. Shout out to you. God is good. Right? Oh, he's about to start sermoning right now.
Oh, listen. He's about to go.
You just don't stop working.
Right.
That's true.
That's really all it is.
That really is what it is, though.
Yeah.
That's like my life story. Just don't stop.
Because downfall, I mean, not downfalls, but knockdowns are inevitable.
It's life.
Mm-hmm. In any fight.
Mm-hmm. It's life.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
What are you going to do after that? Yeah. I'm going to act like I didn't just fall.
Yeah. Until I'm up again.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Right.
You're going to think I'm still doing something.
Yeah.
In the middle of me doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
When I was waiting outside them clubs, waiting for Jamie Foxx to come so I could get in, I was dancing in front of the club.
Ooh, were you?
We coming in a minute. Yeah. I'm just waiting on Jamie because, you know, he got all the, you know, all the stuff with him. So I'm gonna come in when he come in. Niggas, bouncers was like, "You're not coming in."
Wow, I didn't know.
Same
that.
Bouncers that used to do security for me.
And that's when it's full circle.
What?
Oh yeah, that's the
that's
music.
The
that is the inter- not in just the music business. That's the entertainment
industry
in a nutshell.
100%. And it's like, and it feels that is what low key makes all this stuff like, okay, I could do it again.
Yeah.
You could do it again.
What are you going to do right there when the bouncer that used to work for you says, nah, you can't, not right now. It's going to be $100 a person.
Most people would just go under the couch and.
I still had to get in there.
You got to go. Yeah,
you got in.
I still had to get in there.
Yeah.
Hook or crook. Mm-hmm. I'll wait. How far are you, Jamie?
Yep.
We about 40 minutes out. We finishing up our food. Okay. Right here. I was
chasing
the crack.
You got to plan out the time right better next time. Why'd you leave before he told you was on the way?
That's
your fault.
Because Jamie's always late.
It's called thirst.
Then you should have known that.
It's called thirst.
The thirst was real.
Clearly, if he's dancing outside.
Jay used to be, nigga, you chasing the Kraken again? Absolutely. I got to have it.
It's called thirst.
I would have just went to where there was eating.
No. Okay. There's a chance that I would have missed them.
Right.
And listen,
they could be coming.
Because Jamie's one of those guys, like, if you don't walk in with him,
it's over. Well, that's everyone.
Good luck.
That's not everyone.
That's mostly everyone. Mostly.
It's not us.
If we fuck with you,
we go to the door and get
I know
everybody.
I know y'all. Y'all do. I remember when we were in Vegas, Soul Train Awards last year.
I'm not going for my people not getting in.
That's true. But if it's live. On a Sunday night.
I'm going to get you.
We're going to go find Mike.
You guys
come
will.
Come on, Mike. Mike, I need you, baby. Come on.
You guys will. But.
No. The industry won't.
Or you standing outside for the 40 minutes dancing like Tank.
Bro, you know, we in here, bro.
There was no service.
Too many hoes on your phone. That you replied to, nigga.
Or just walked in.
Standing next to one of them.
I'll say that.
I'll be out to get you.
Hey, that's funny as shit right there, though.
That's the way.
I'm talking to him right now.
Yeah, we together. Oh, we coming.
Lydia.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Why not? We have time.
We do. Yeah.
Let's go to the Bay.
Let's go to the Bay where we reside. The Bay connection.
Give me the Bay. Give me the early beginnings of you finding your way into this.
Okay.
And why?
So I am Ethiopian, clearly. Mm-hmm. And I always just, since I can remember, my parents said since I was like two or three, since I could stand, I just watch Whitney Houston on TV. Like there's videos, home videos of just me watching and like trying to dance like her and just humming shit. And it's like, I've loved music since then. I don't remember a time where I didn't love music. So I was like, cool, bet. In my head, I'm doing music. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing music as like a 6, 7, 8-year-old. Until I started to be like, I can hold a note. I can kind of sing. Okay. So then I got into elementary school and I would sing in the choirs and be the vocalist. Also, I went to all white school from K through 8. Me and my sister and two other boys who were brothers were the only black people in the school, private school.
Oh, y'all had a little money. Amen.
We were blessed.
Yeah.
My father came from Ethiopia and started a business that did well.
Come on, Pops.
Pops did that.
Come on, Pops.
And so he was like, oh, yeah, you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Our lawyer.
You know, that's the two, especially in the African household. Doctor, lawyer. Now they've thrown an engineer in there, I heard.
Heard there's some progress.
We got a third option. Engineer is now a thing, which is cool. That still wasn't my shit. So I was like, okay. So now I was always being picked to sing at these solos and do all that. And I was like, cool, this is what I want to do. To the point where my dad was like a church guy. He still is. My dad, love my dad and my mom. But my dad heavily involved in church, like on the board.
Yeah.
Vice president, treasurer, all that. So we were going to church every Sunday, to the point, and like the bishop of all of our whole situation community would come over every Sunday, have dinner with us and stuff. And one night we were driving him home and he goes, Lydia, what do you want to be? My dad almost literally stopped the car and looked back at me like, don't you dare say you want to be a singer. And I was like, I want to be in music. And he literally started doing the sign of the cross.
And your started father?
No, oh, the bishop.
Bishop.
Okay.
And like praying. And my dad was like, she doesn't know. You know, and like doing the whole sign of the cross. And I'm like, what did I do? Like, what's wrong with being in music? Like, I don't understand. Right. And it just, you know, they're old fashioned, and it just like in any church, music was like the devil's work.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be, unless you're singing for God. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say I wanted to be singing in the church. I just said I wanted to be in music. So my dad dropped him off and he was like, what's wrong with you? Why would you say that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, that's what I want to do, you know? And he's like, that's really hard. And, you know, just make sure you stay in your own path. And I was like, okay. But I'm the oldest. Like, I was doing what I wanted to do. But I also played volleyball and sports. So my dad was like, maybe you should just stick on that. Not to say my dad didn't believe my dreams, because he did. I love him. But
this is a tough sell.
He just is like, how? First off, I'm an African man with a hard, heavy accent. I don't know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you looking up to?
Yeah.
And that was my biggest thing, especially.
Is the pastor Ethiopian as well?
Yes.
The church
is a completely Ethiopian church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Ethiopian Orthodox.
Yeah. Orthodox. Yeah.
And it's called Madani Alem. And it's like very, very like a huge affluent church in Oakland, but he came from Ethiopia too. So he's like one of the hires of like all of the diocese and all that stuff. I'm probably butchering the names of all this stuff, but he's like one of that, like we don't have a pope, but he's like one of those highest ones.
Oh, wow.
Ones.
Okay. Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
I said it to like, imagine like somebody writing underneath the pope.
Yeah.
Not knowing. And I just was like, I don't know what to tell you. This is my thing. To the point where like my dad would be like, okay, you can't listen to bad songs and stuff. And my grandpa knew I loved music. So he would like get me B2K. I will never forget B2K, B2K Pandemonium album.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Listen.
I love it.
That's the only thing I wanted. He got it. I have my Walkman. You guys remember the Walkman.
Of course.
So one day I was feeling it. I think my dad was like, what is she listening to? Because he was like calling my name. I didn't answer. And he's like, what are you listening to? And I was like, oh, shit. Nothing. He was like, let's go in the car. Give me the CD.
Literally. Sexy body go bump, bump, bump.
That's exactly. That's exactly what he pressed play. And the first thing is, all the sexy ladies around the world. I said, and he said, come on. All I want to do is see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump. And my dad turned to me with the most.
Disgust. I already know. Because I'm like 12. Thing. I would do the same thing.
He was like,
I would do the same thing.
What is he saying?
I make the music.
He said, what is he saying? I was like, I don't know. I just like the beat. He said, okay, I'll get you a song. I'll get you a full album with just beats. And took it out and broke the whole album in front of me. Like broke the CD in front of me. I cried. He was like, where are your boxes of CDs? I was like, I don't know. I hid them. My mom came in. She was like, leave her alone. My mom was the only one championing like this.
And your grandfather.
My grandpa
got you beat today.
My mom called my grandpa. It was her dad too. Told him, next day, she said, chuck under your pillow when you get home.
Got her another one.
Got me.
Backlit.
Got me another one. I was bumping on my way home. As soon as I saw my dad came, turned it down, hit it.
Yeah.
It was that the whole time. And then until I started to go, I went finally to high school, Bishop O'Dowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, niggas? It was niggas everywhere. It was just people who looked like me. And I was like, oh my, to the point where my grades started plummeting. Like my dad had to sit me down. He was like, I'm going to put you in a public school. Good. You going to Skyline, keep right. fucking around with me.
Nah, he didn't want to see him from Bishop Dow to Skyline. No, you really would have been turned thin on top of that hill. Mm-mm.
But I didn't
good
know.
Thing he kept you on the Bishop O'Dowd hill.
I didn't know, but he knew you already went to school. You have friends. So if I take mm-hmm. you out, it's going to be a problem. Keep playing around. And I was like, okay. But it was just like, oh my God. I just have people who look like me, like girls, boys, there's niggas who are fine. I was having crushes on Sean and Connor, you know what I mean? Like not knowing. And so I went there and then I joined choir there too. But I also was playing volleyball like year round. And that's when it was over. My dad was like, okay, she's going to do whatever she wants to do. Because at that point, I had posters of all these people on my wall now. He used to take them off. That was done. He found out me and my mom. My mom drove me like 3 hours away to Modesto, I think it was, for this like, I don't know who it was. It might have been L.A. Reid or somebody like that was throwing an audition. And like went there. My mom had me do it with not telling my dad. Well, now he knows. And
I know which one you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know which one you're talking about. And it was, I think it was through Hitco, but it was Shakir Stewart because he was from Oakland. And he had done a few auditions back home.
And it was like, you need to come to LA and stay here for
I'm pretty sure that's what that was.
I think it was.
Maybe 15, 16 years ago?
I'm 31 now. So it was like, I was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And they picked me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
And mom was like, shit. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. Your dad don't know about this. And it was like, you have to send your kid away, kind of. And my mom was like, I don't know, you on your own now. And I'm like, girl, what you mean? Like, how are we going? And she was like, I don't know, you know? And he was like, over my dead body.
Shit.
Over my dead body.
So you get picked, and she can't go.
I declined.
Wow.
Yeah.
You cried again.
Yeah.
You cried again.
I was so hurt because I was like, he just ruined my life. He just ruined my life. Because I didn't even know exactly, like, I didn't know if I wanted to be a songwriter. I didn't know if I wanted to be in front of it. I didn't know if I wanted to be a manager. I didn't know if I always loved A&R though, like picking and hearing different things and putting a song together. So I knew that was something I loved, but I sang too. So it's like, do I want to be that? I don't know. And I was like, but you just took it all away from me. We used to watch Making the Band and Danity Kane and Day 26 as a family. So it's like the one chance I had to be in that, but I think that's what scared him. Cause he was like, look at that.
Right.
Look at
that. Yeah. Right.
You gonna run down. Yeah. You gonna run down and get cheesecake? Oh hell no! You know. Right. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. But anyways, you know, like it just. So he said no, and I was like, I hate it here. I hate it here.
I hate it here.
I hate it here. Like this is terrible, and I know now. I knew later too when I went to college. He was just trying to protect me. You know.
In terms of the only way he knew how.
Right.
Right.
Because, you know.
He knows nothing about any of this.
A lot of
stuff.
Us are first generation.
100%.
All of this shit.
Yeah.
So all he knows is
what
you
TV.
Just said, the Making the Band and going to get cheesecake 50 miles away.
Right.
And you know, I'm not letting my daughter go through that. You're out your mind. I'll kill somebody over there.
Exactly. And then I can't even do, you're not even in the same city as me. So I can't run up and, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're not doing it. So our compromise was, I'll give you piano lessons. And I was like,
okay, I mean, this is going to help.
That's
it's going to help the craft. No?
She still hated it here.
I never got the piano lessons.
Oh, you got, okay.
Because he was like, you find the person. Every person I find, he'd be like, I don't want them in my house.
That's great.
Amen. Pops was wild.
I like what he's doing. I like it.
Pops was not playing no games.
It's just like, I feel you. I feel you. You know, you're just trying to protect me. Doctor, lawyer.
Lawyer.
And my sister is like the smartest person I know. And like she got accepted to Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Stanford. She picked Stanford.
Okay.
Went to Stanford instead. Yeah, she picked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey.
And what college did you go to?
I went to LMU.
Oh, okay.
I went to Loyola Marymount.
So you found your way to LA though. You like.
Oh, I knew. Yeah. I was like, cool. So if you're not going to let me, as soon as I turn 18, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I knew it. I didn't even care what school I got into. I wanted to go to USC. I think I got accepted like second semester or something. And he X'd that out because he's like, so you going to take a semester off and just be in LA? No. And I was like, okay, I'll go to LMU. I don't care.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. And I went with my cousin's fake ID. So as soon as I stepped there, I was already in the clubs. I met Brandon Moore. Do you know B Moore, YG's manager? as a, I think I was like 19. And he was so, he was somebody who was like, so like, you want to be in this? Okay, cool. Like I was trying, I saw the clubs as a networking place.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how I can get closer to these artists or these managers or these A&Rs or whatever. Cool. I'm going in there. I don't even drink, so I'm not getting drunk. Y'all all can think everyone else is drunk, but now I get to talk to you and you're not going to be like, right. Who is this person?
Yeah. Right.
So I knew.
People are a little more vocal when they're drunk.
A little more, yeah. You know? Yeah.
They give you more information.
Way more information.
Yeah.
Sometimes information you don't want.
Yeah.
Use
it to your sober advantage.
Right. Sober as hell. Yeah. So I finished out high school. I had such a great time in the Bay, but also the Bay is such a melting pot of music. Like people were going dumb and the hyphy movement was a thing. Mac Dre, Keek the Sneak, like all of these men, it was mostly men, but also shout out to Keisha, because Keisha Cole was doing her thing. And there was other women who were doing things for Oakland too, but it was such a melting pot of like, we're creating our own culture. And I was like, this is so dope. We have our own sound. How can we make it even bigger?
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, when you're from the Bay, I feel like everyone knows, like, we rep the Bay. Like,
yeah.
We from Oakland, like, or the Bay in general, but, like, you rep it. So I came to L.A. and I was like, I'm just this girl from the Bay and I know music. They were like, okay, what do you do? And I was like, I got LMU.
Yeah, I got it, you know, I got it down there.
And then LMU is such a, like, not black school that it's,
yeah,
like,
it is. Yeah.
Girl, what right. You know? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I do. But then I got my internship at Warner Brothers.
Why are you in school?
How do you get that, though?
LMU. Shout out to LMU. Okay. They had a great...
So they had a program.
They had this online... You had to do the work. So they had a whole system, a whole portal for, like, internships and jobs, part-time jobs while you're there. So I worked a full-time job, not full-time, but I worked a full-time that you could do while you were in school because mm-hmm. I was a full-time student. And then I was like, I need an internship. I need to somehow, because I worked on campus. And so I was like, how do I do this? Because the way they set it up is like, there's this amount of money that you could get if you work on campus. But if you don't work on campus, they don't give it to you. And now it's like harder for you to do. Gotcha. So I was like, okay, so I'm scrolling through and one of my good friends, Chloe, hits me and she's like, girl, there's this internship from Warner Brothers Records on here. And I was like, where? I've been looking. It was like 150 pages.
Shit.
And there'd be like 100 on each page and they're words. They're not pictures or anything. So it's like homework. You're like, no, I don't want to be at Deloitte. No, I'm not an engineer. No. And there was nothing to really like. Search through, you just had to search through it yourself. You
couldn't filter it. Yeah.
Because it was back in the day.
Yeah, of course.
So she was like, here, and sends me the link. Fill it out. Literally the next week, I got a response. Went there, did an interview. They were like, we're picking a few people, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, please. Mind you, LMU is in Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers is in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
That drive.
Right. It's not like he was Interscope and you had to go right to, you can just go to Santa Monica.
An hour and change.
Yeah,
and I have no money.
Ah, what's that?
I have no money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that one time was cute. I could afford it. They call me. They're like, we're picking you. You got it. I remember exactly where I was. I was leaving the Westfield Mall, Fox Hills.
Fox Hills.
I was leaving Fox Hills. Yeah. That was our spot.
Yeah.
Left Fox Hills, got the call. I was ecstatic. You're starting next week. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I was like, okay, great. This is amazing. And then I was like, do you get paid? They're like, you get college credit, girl.
Like,
I was like, because you know they get paid now.
They're paid internships.
What?
Yeah, they're paid internships.
You could sue them if you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Like a full job.
Yeah, it's different.
Yes.
It's different. It's different now.
They get fully paid.
So how do, you know what?
Yes.
It's better now. Okay.
It's good. And I'm happy for the kids, but it was rough for us. Because I still had to do my job. So now I'm in my counselor's office, like, how do I change my schedule around? I moved all my classes to Tuesdays and Thursdays so that I could go into WBR, which is Warner Brothers, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Wow.
But it
and
was...
And how were you getting there?
Driving.
You had a car, though.
I had a car. I had my little black Camry, called her Coco.
But you didn't have much money.
I didn't have no money to the point where it was like, my friends would be like, it's my birthday. Can you come to the Bay with my brother? I was like, y'all all going to pitch in $10 for this mega bus for me to come back? Because if not, I don't know what to tell y'all. My money is for my food and that's about it.
It was gas and food. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And even though, yes, my parents are
great.
You
were living on campus.
I was living on campus. They were paying, helping me pay for my college. So they were like, you got it, girl. I also was playing volleyball, but like, no, you got it.
Oh, you keep saying volleyball. You were playing volleyball?
Mm-hmm. I played volleyball. I was a libero. You see how you're coming for me? I'm 5'3".
No. I'm just, listen, I know volleyball. My daughter plays volleyball.
I'm 5'3". I was libero.
So I'm just saying, like.
Mm-hmm. I was good.
You got to be good.
I was great.
To be 5'3" and playing college volleyball. You got to be exceptional.
Well, that didn't last that long.
Right, I get it.
Yeah.
But even
it was like freshman year.
But even to make the team, like to say I play volleyball, like I've watched those girls, I've been to the tryouts, and I'm like, oh,
that's just
there's
serious.
Levels.
Yeah.
There's.
And that's just in high school.
In high school, that's what I'm saying. I played two teams. Like, I was playing year-round volleyball. Yeah. That was my, but I loved it. Like, yeah. Club, so you know, they're club. Club. I played club. Yeah. Club was more important than school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, they were trying to get Zoe's club, or the thing that she was going to play in. The game, the practices are like the West Lake area. And the games are in Orange County.
Yeah, they're
in
nuts.
Riverside.
They're nuts.
Every weekend.
Yeah. Or even, what? My practices were in Pleasanton.
Nah, champ.
And Dublin. Because he knows else. How far they are.
Find something else. Find
and that, see, but my dad. Amen. But my dad, every, what time? Your game's at 7? In blah, 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 an hour and a half away, I'll carpool all the girls. Like,
he was about that.
At every game.
Yeah.
You did that wrong. You worried about this too much. Like, he did not play. My sister was really good at soccer, too.
Anything to get you off that bump, bump, bump.
She was chasing the bump, 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 man.
Girlfriend. She's
chasing all that. Fucked
in my garage. That's my song, y'all. Don't even play with me.
I already know.
Listen, that was
I went to them Scream tours. You I know.
I went to that too.
I'm sure you were.
That was another thing. We were there thick. My cousins, there's like, you know, you see the Kardashians, you're like, oh, there's a lot of them. Our family, there's like 12 first cousins, and we're all girls. 12. And we're all the same, like around the same age. And we used to do everything.
Oh, yeah, I was having a time.
What? So my uncle, I'm telling all his business, sorry, uncle. He's part or somehow into the parking and Oracle Arena. So he.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
You guys own all the parking lots around the world.
Yes. So he Smart. Was, he was. Whenever we needed to go to a show, what? And he got us front row. Oh, yeah. At the, it was the Bow Wow and Chris Brown one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget that. Ooh. It was the one where, you remember when Chris was on the thing and it like lifted? Y'all might not remember. That was a core memory for me. It was like a thing that lifted up and he's like hanging off and doing the dances on the hanging thing. Y'all don't remember that?
I remember that. I had to see it.
I don't think we felt
on
the
Take
same.
You Down.
We probably didn't feel the same way.
Probably she not.
Did about it. But I was going to say on Take You Down. Though. That makes
it
sense.
It was on Take You Down. Me and my cousins, thank God my dad didn't go. He would have grabbed all of us by our hair and took us out. We were screaming like crazy front. It was.
The Ethiopian girls in the front row.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, to my crew.
Yeah.
I would have loved y'all.
All 12 of y'all.
I'd have sang to all y'all the whole show.
And we would have sang right back because
that's the energy we need.
And it was our aunts. Mm-hmm. It was like our aunts and my mom and all the, and they loved it. They were, if they would have picked us to go up, they would have let them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The moms be cool.
Yeah.
It's the dads.
Yeah, yeah.
The dads, like, one time I brought a man home and all the dads lined up like this at a graduation party to talk to him.
Yeah, who is this nigga?
That's crazy, y'all. Yeah. He wasn't my boyfriend.
So we still don't know.
Listen, a friend. I can't wait for those days.
See, y'all not. That's
I
not nice.
Can't wait. My daughter think my it's going to be sweet. No. He gonna ride. All right, no. He's
you too out. Nice.
Yeah, Tank.
You're nice, Tank. You're not gonna be mean.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not. No. I mean, but when it's time for his baby girl,
you will.
We're gonna act up. Yeah.
Like young man, you know this is Glock 40, right?
Yeah.
Y'all this crazy.
Is this is what it is.
They
I'm gonna have face paint on. Like it's gonna.
It's, you know how far
Men in Black 2 when he opened the door.
Can hit you with this thing.
It's gonna go move.
You can eat. I mean, listen, man. You know?
Y'all, that's not nice.
We're not supposed to be nice.
My
to
mom and all of them were crying in the back, though. They think the shit is so funny. Tears were falling. Because I was like, Mom, he didn't say a word to him in the car. He asked him, like, how you doing? My dad he looked forward. I was like, Dad, he said, how you doing? He's like, who?
On business.
Stand on it.
My little brother in the back, he's like, you're a football player? What do you do?
He's making it worse.
Don't talk to him, son.
He's invisible.
Y'all.
All right, so you at Warner Brothers interning right now.
What are you doing at Warner Brothers?
I was in marketing the first internship, because you know, it's per semester. Mm-hmm. So my first semester, I was in marketing, and it was like my eyes were finally glued open, because I never seen, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to go in there, they're going to love me, and I'm going to play them either some music, or I'm going to happen to sing, or I'm going to do something. They're going to give me
everything like a
record
movie.
Deal, or they're going to give me a job as an A&R, or, you know, like, the most not happening shit is what I thought was going to happen. Right. And I get there, and it was like, can you go get us a coffee? And I'm like, oh.
Right. Right.
Can you research this? Can you put this in some notes? Can you go print 100 copies of this for the music? Can you take these notes in this meeting? And I was like, oh. We did not make it.
What are the projects that you remember? Like off the top, like that you got into as soon as you got there, like that they may have had that you was like, oh shit, okay. I get to somewhere take work notes for on this. Or yeah. take notes for.
The first semester, no one.
Nothing.
No, because the man I was underneath, shout out to you, you're cool. I'm not even going to say your name, but he was just not my type. We were not connected musically.
You know what that just sound like?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool.
No, he was cool. He just was like a white boy who liked rock music and stuff. And it's like, I was listening to Brandy and
right.
and Jill Scott and Usher. Like that wasn't.
You were interning out of place.
I was like, what the, who, where? So now me being, you know, from Oakland, I was like, who in this building do I need to go under for the next semester? So now I start meeting the people, mm-hmm. and no one black was on my immediate team. So like I was like, where are the black people at? Where are the people who look like me at? And that's when I started researching too, just in general, who is somebody that I really could look up to? And that's when I learned all about Ethiopia.
Mm. Wow.
And mm-hmm. Ethiopia was like this force in my life. I've told her this, so she knows now. Yeah. But I was like, you were my mentor without being my mentor. Because number one, you are a woman in this space who's doing some shit that none of us has seen a woman do.
Right.
You are a black woman in the space mm-hmm. doing some shit no black woman has ever done, or Sylvia Roan and you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's a few that I can name. I'm missing some, mm-hmm. but there's a few I can name. But an Ethiopian woman? And your name's Ethiopia?
Yeah. your name Ethiopia?
You walking in saying, I'm Ethiopian.
Oh, you're like, killing.
You know, off the rip.
And that's why I've made my Instagram illest Ethiopian, because I wanted you to know.
Yeah.
I'm Ethiopian, I'm doing this. There's not a lot of us.
That's pretty cool. When you walk back, Z was like, I know her. She's like, is her Instagram illest Ethiopian? I said, you know what? I don't know. And I went. I said, yes, it is. It's illest
Ethiopian. I saw that you followed me. I was like, took you long enough.
No, I didn't even know that was your group.
Just kidding.
I knew better. I did better.
Amen. I'm just kidding. Better. You know I'm playing with you. I love Z. Tell her I said hi.
Yeah, she's like, I know her.
Yeah, that's my girl. But that's why I did that, because it was like, I'm so proud of my culture.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud to just be where I'm from and to experience everything. And I've been to Ethiopia 14 times.
Oh, okay.
So
you tapped in.
I'm tapped in, and I was like, yo, she's doing this? And then I started reading. I was like, she's been doing this since she was a kid. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I'm doing well. I'm in the record space place, record label place as a teenager. Nah. You in there as a college student girl. She was in there. Was she barely in high school? School?
Yes,
14. Yeah, 14. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm late. I'm late. I'm late.
I'm late.
I'm super late. Mm-hmm. My dad, I knew it. I was about to say, you know what I mean? Triggered.
Tricked me off.
I was right there. I was starting at 14.
You gotta stop blaming Pops, man.
I don't blame him anymore. I love you very much. But it was that, because I was like, I knew I wanted to, but for her to be doing that, and then I just went on a deep dive. Read everything about her, read every move she made, and I was like, wow, I cannot wait to hopefully meet this woman, because she has changed my whole mental of this now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I need to go find some people who look like me around here. And I did. And I started interning in publicity after that with Felicia Fant.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Felicia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who I didn't even understand was such a force.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a 19-year-old college student who knows nothing about the music industry for real. And she was like, a force to be reckoned with. That's when I was able to be like, I can name the people that I started working with that was amazing. Because she was working with Jason Derulo. She was working with all the OVO camp because they had the distribution deal. Right. Deal. Yeah. We had MMG, right? Is that?
Yeah.
MMG is Rick Ross's?
Yeah.
That we had that. So Meek and all of them over there, Wale.
It's black now.
It, yeah. What? Yeah. I'm like, Andra Day.
Yes.
She signed Andra Day, yes. And she put me on that project very closely. So I got to meet Andra and like
she's dope.
Really see, and Andra's she's the so most dope. Talented, sweetest person in the world. Shout out to her. But I've just seen her recently at the Beyonce premiere, which was amazing. But she was someone I got to like really work on closely. Like I remember Fee was like, I don't care if you're an intern or not, go make a one sheet for this. And I'm like, what is a one sheet? And her assistant at the time was like, good luck, girl. Like, and I was like, okay, cool. This is the challenge. This is what I wanted. I'm not getting coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm over here making, researching what is a one sheet, looking at others, going to people who in the building that I was friends with, looking at theirs, put it together. And I'm like, okay, cool. Send it off. And she's like, you did a good job. And I'm like, cool. Okay. You know? And then she's like, now let's talk about this Jason Derulo situation. And that was when that song Wiggle, do y'all remember?
Yeah,
Wiggle, 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 Wiggle. With Snoop. Doop, doop.
Yeah.
We ran that whole campaign. And now it's like, okay, y'all need to sign in and y'all need to make a whole type of, you know, fans situation activation, get them excited. So now we're making this. And me and my one friend, Sophia, one of my really dear, dear friends, she's still in the music industry. She and me are over here trying to put this together because the A&R for Jason is her boss and she's an intern. So now we're doing the project together and we're learning at the same time how to do this and put this all together. And we're coming and presenting to them. They're like, you guys are doing a great job. So it's like, finally we were getting like this experience that you cannot get unless you do it.
Yeah.
Like I can't teach you how to do it in a class because it's not a teachable thing. It's a go do it.
Go do it.
That's it.
And we were like, okay. You know, and that after that, it was just that. Like, I stuck
was getting
with
it right.
And we were getting it. And, like, there's moments, of course, where they came in and they helped us and taught us. But being able, and I always say this, internships and being able to really learn from people who are doing it. And if they let you be a part of it and don't keep you at an arm's distance, is where the no money could take you. Because that's something that I learned, and I learned be fearless. Go in there and be like, here it is. Like, I ask questions. If I can't get an answer, oh well, like, just try and figure it out. And we did that, and it was like the most rewarding experience because I felt like I learned every avenue of the record label side without having to be in everything. Because as you guys know, every single department is dependent on one another. You can't do publicity without talking to the marketing person, without talking to the A&R person, because is that the song that's coming out? Are we doing So instead of us being in the back and just not really getting to know what we were doing, we were right next to them in these meetings. I'm writing the notes. Oh, okay. So this is how you plan a timeline out for an album rollout?
Yeah.
This one did. And then from us, it's like, which one didn't do well? Which one did do well? I'm now going back on my notes.
And why?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Oh, we did this differently. We spent this more on this one. We did, and all those things were factors. That information
that's
is
priceless.
And even knowing, I was sitting in meetings with the CEOs, and I didn't even know. You know, I was just sitting next to my boss, taking her notes and everything, but learning and hearing, and then even her speaking out and saying what she needs to say and making sure she wasn't muted at all was important for me to see, because we're usually told, y'all complain too much. Black women do this. Y'all too bossy. And it was none of that. It was being assertive. It was being, this is how, if y'all need me to do this job, I need this.
Yeah.
And I'm not budging. Because I'm not going to do the job half-assed and y'all going to blame me.
Yeah,
right.
So if y'all want me to do A, B, and C to get the results of A, B, and C, I need A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't, then we don't got it. And that's not on me. That's because you said no. And I was like,
Talk your shit. Because we ain't doing shit unless... What we doing?
No. I was like... I highlighted that. You know? And it just everything, organization, all that, it mattered. And I was able, like, to go to places. It wasn't... I saw how other interns were doing it. I also was in another internship at the same company and got a completely different experience.
Right.
So for me, then now it's like, hey, don't come in the office today. And I'll be like, oh, you know, first off, my pockets will be like, yes, thank you, God. Where's the shoot? It's in Culver City? Beautiful. 15 minutes?
Beautiful.
Praise God, you know? And it's like, yeah, get there early. Make sure Jason's there. We have a call with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah after. Make sure this person's there. Make sure this person's there. And then, and that all these papers are printed out. And it was just like, cool. So I did that. And now I get to peek in and see rehearsal. Oh, okay, this is how it is. What's that? Who's that guy? And then, you know, I became friends with other people on the camp. They're like, that's the music director. Oh, there's a music director? He's directing music? Isn't the music already made? Like, people don't know what a music director is. I'm like, what are you talking about? The producer? And she's like, no, girl. And I'm like, she's like, no, when you do live instruments and you do real like shows, you get somebody, you guys know what a music director is, but for people who don't know.
No, but you're giving that information. Yeah, absolutely.
You get shows, when you get shows, you have the music directors come in and they make live renditions of your songs. Mm-hmm. And there's the, that's why you got those big moments where people are dancers and they have the big like boom, boom moments and they're doing all that. And I was like, oh.
That was a Jason Derulo movie you just did, too.
Yeah, that was. I saw it in my head.
It was Bump Bump, and it was like B2K and Derulo.
Yeah, I was in my boy bag at that era.
Boy band
it
bag.
It was like boy band or like Jason.
I mean, Derulo was,
like,
was, I mean.
He was like a boy band by himself.
With all by himself.
He was a one man. He was like, he was a one man band. He could do it all.
He's singing while he's still flipping.
I'm like.
Now he be making like dessert and shit while he dancing and shit on the TikToks. This nigga done made $1 trillion on TikTok.
This guy's great. Gas stations.
Yeah, this guy's great.
Car washes. I'm not tapped into that.
$1 billion or something like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Oh, he's
shout out to Jason Derulo.
Yeah, he's somewhere else.
Nicest guy too.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. Nicest guy.
But just,
so okay, so you learning everything, all the ins and outs of the music business,
right?
In your internship, how long were you an intern?
Two and a half or 2 years.
So you put it in.
Oh yeah.
You got an education.
Oh yeah.
A full college education.
And I was going there more than I was going to school.
But you're still going to school.
Remember, I said Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I made all my classes Tuesday and Thursday. The most hellish days were Tuesday and Thursday. From 7 a.m., I graduated with a 3.5 GPA.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because Pops wasn't having it.
Wouldn't have,
don't forget this shit.
Also, I had like grants and scholarships that if my GPA fell before that, I would lose it. So I had no choice. I would sleep in my roommate, one of my best friends, Talia, she still lives with me. And she would be like, girl, did you come home? And I was like, no. She was like, okay. Because I was a communications major after I switched out of science. And it would be like 25 page papers. Yeah. So it would be doing all that and then, or doing all the Warner stuff and then coming and just sitting there writing for hours.
Oh yeah, you was hustling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you was hustling.
You'd have loved this new AI technology back then.
Oh, the way we talk about all my friends, we'd be like, the way we could have.
But they don't learn.
Yeah, that's
true. And that's the difference, right? Because they don't learn. And it's can we skip the steps? Absolutely. Those steps can be skipped.
Right.
But there is a different exercise to taking the stairs.
For sure.
That's true.
But if maybe, you get on that elevator.
But maybe
you ain't gonna lose no weight on that elevator.
Maybe
you're not gonna be in shape.
If you know what the steps look
no,
like.
No, bro, you gotta take the steps.
I mean, if AI writes the paper and you read it.
Shit!
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's go to that. Yeah, let's go to that pen now.
Let's go to the pen.
Listen, this is we are songwriters here. This is and this is not to be taken lightly. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to call us also magicians. Mm-hmm. Mm. Because we literally grab things out of nowhere, mm-hmm, and create what we hope to become magic.
Right.
We pull them rabbits out of the head.
What? To write a song is not easy.
No.
It's not for the faint at heart, because also it is subjective.
Mm-hmm. True.
One person may love it and 20 may hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could still figure out a way to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Where 20 people love it, the one person hates it, and then they don't help push the button, right, and you never get a hit record, right? Like, no, this is real, this songwriting thing, man, and this music is, man, I try to tell people all the time, like, you really want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this. Don't matter how talented you are.
Right.
Don't matter how any of these things are. A lot of shit has to align.
What's on Boss's wall at Just Train?
What is it?
Hard work beats talent that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is so real.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
And talent beats work that doesn't, like, you know, vice versa. Yeah. So it's like, if you are super talented, mm-hmm, but you're not working, There's a lot of those. But there's also a lot of people who work their asses off and they don't have that much talent, but guess what? They in front.
Oh, they're killing.
They're killing.
We're buying tickets to go see them.
Yeah. You're killing.
Yeah. It's just what it is. So with you, when you were back home and you were singing, Orthodox Church.
I didn't sing
Bishop
in the church.
Bishop O'Dowd Choir.
Yep.
Were you writing songs? Then...
Mm-hmm. Mm. I have songs.
You wrote Bubba Bump too?
No, I didn't write Bubba Bump. No, I have. I'll never play it for you guys, but I have songs that I wrote with my cousin and my one of my uncles. I don't know if he's really my uncle, but you know how that goes.
How are you?
I got a gang of those.
Yeah. He like my mom said my uncle. He's my uncle.
My mom and daddy say you my uncle or auntie. Sure. You my uncle or auntie.
You know, you start asking questions. He's like, Mom, whose brother? She was like, he's your uncle. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But. Love him to death. He's amazing. He is actually a artist, but like a guitar player. Ethiopian music they have a whole side of just instrumental, like jazzy, like feel good music. And he was one of those guys who did really well. And so he had a studio in his house.
Okay.
Up the street from my house. So me and my cousin a couple times would be like, hey, can we use your studio? And he's like, yeah, come on. I didn't even know. Like, that's so crazy to think about that. We were really 14 and 15 in his studio talking about, can you turn me down a little bit? I didn't even know what the fuck.
Like, something you thought somebody said before?
Yeah, like, have one ear off. He was like, why is one ear off? And I was like, I don't know.
You saw it.
And he's like, put it back. And I was like,
it's so weird.
You know? Yeah. And my cousin's rapping and I'm singing. And like, we were so excited to go show our parents after. And like, my mom was like, all the aunts were like living it up. And it was just a time. So we did that a lot. So I was writing, but I didn't know, it wasn't, I don't know where it is. I wish I could go find it, but it was.
Somebody got it. No, don't worry.
I think my cousin does still have it.
Somebody got it.
But it was funny. We were in there writing. Because who's writing it for us? We writing. I don't know what I was talking about.
Was it serious to you, though? Or you were just having fun? You were just...
Oh, I was dead ass serious.
Her moment was coming, bro. Yeah.
It was serious in the fact, like, I don't know if anybody's going to hear this or not, but, like, I'm trying to make the best song I can make.
Yeah.
And, like, I used to also write poetry.
Okay.
Which is literally... Great. Poetry is literally music without, like, instruments.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what helped me. I took poetry class in high school and like all that. So it was like therapeutic for me too, to just write things out and like, oh, that works. Oh, wordplay, that's cool. Like, will somebody get that? Maybe they don't, but that's still cool, you know? Like, so that's where I really, at my uncle's house in Oakland Hills, we would write outside by his pool, just write. On a piece of paper too. It wasn't no phone or nothing. We were writing.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Salam, what does that sound like? Okay, you rap your part. Okay, and I'm gonna come in right here. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Like, that was, it was, and he was trying it too. So we were just going back and forth. And I mean, if we had those pageant moms or like pageant type of parents who were like, yeah, I ain't got nothing else to lose. You gonna be it.
Yeah.
And grabbed us and took us. I don't know. We would, you know, because we had that in us that we wanted to do that. But we also were very much like, you need to finish school and do all this stuff. So.
Doctor and lawyer.
So like along this journey, as you're speaking on it, like we get to the songwriting, but how do you, because you're doing so many other things, you're road managing, you're managing and you're interning. So who says, or who's like, you right? And then you're like, I mean, you know, I dabble. And then it's like, well, you want to get in on this?
Oh, I was so scared. I wasn't saying anything.
Are we just in the studio?
I was not saying anything. I was just in the studio.
Right. So
and then it was like, when you're playing the song and you're in there and you're singing something, for me to be like, hey, can we mark that one?
That's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Don't lose that take.
Don't lose.
Yeah.
Because you know too. You guys are in there spitting out melodies and spitting out things that you're like, I could do a better one. I could do a better one. No, we're out here hearing it.
You got it.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Let her do it, though. Or let him do it, though. Let them continue.
Mm-hmm.
But that one right there.
Special.
Special. My hair stood up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Retake that part again. Mm-mm. Do it this way. that one, the one you did it like that when you weren't thinking about it. That's a form of being useful, but it's also that ear is no, like that's a hard thing to know too and to be right. Because someone could say that, and then you'd be like, this shit is trash.
I stay looking at niggas sideways like, first we didn't ask you.
Hysterical.
Right, let's start there.
Hysterical.
That's the thing, too, though.
Whose mans is
who's
this?
Who's your mans?
Whose mans is this?
You know what I mean? Whose mans is this blurting out?
But no, to have good taste and to and taste timing. Maker. And timing. You know, because you may be called upon for something and you might not be ready. You don't get it. You can't help. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that, like you said, it's team effort.
100%.
It's team effort.
100%.
More than one person benefits off of the hit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that's been a, at times, tough part for people to deal with when they talk about certain artists, right? Where they're like, this artist ain't that good, or this artist is trash, or what they own is blah, 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 blah. And people don't realize all of the extended people who benefit.
Yep.
When that certain artist from the hood that's fresh out of the pen or fresh out of wherever catches that hit record and now has figured out a way to make a way. Mm-hmm. For everybody. Four or five people connected to them.
Right.
To eat. Right. Sometimes to become millionaires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which can ultimately lead to someone else.
Yeah.
And it's a trickle up effect. Yeah. More so than it's a trickle down effect, you know? Where as far as the success is concerned. And to me, that's something that I always look at, even when I'm just looking at, you know, the type of music. And you know, I don't like everything. None of us do. None of us like everything. But We have to look at what these songs do for families, for friends. You giving an extra word here and there, or a line, or this and that, and helping it become a hit record. And now it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, now that you're platinum, double platinum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at first you was making $5,000 a show or $10,000 a show. Now you're making $100,000. Mm-hmm. Now you're making $250,000. Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that takes decades.
Some people it never happened.
Never happened. Some people, it happens in a year.
Takes time. Takes time.
And think if you stopped. Whoa. Who would have thought? You know? But that's the reason why I'm so adamant now, especially what you said, the trickle-up effect. Because, like I said, Ethiopia was somebody who was monumental for me to be in this position. Because I was like, there's not many of us to look up to. Mm-hmm. But if I can be a change in that, and I can hire Black women or women in general, and I can have my kids, I don't have any kids, but when I do, and somebody else's, and your kids, and your kids, to look up and be like, there's a brown girl who does that, who looks like me. Mm. I can do it too. We don't know. Because even right now, besides the big names and managers, there's no woman big name that's as big as any of these, like, Scooter Braun's and them. Mm-hmm. There's just not. That's not as famous or known, you know? There's nothing that, like, a little kid who doesn't know much is going to be like, there are women managers and especially Black women managers. No, you have to do your research and you want to be in that field. But for us to know that I can help with the trickle up and be a part of a general, there's so many women who are doing that. Ebony Ward. She's one of them. Like Heather Lowry, she has the Femme It Forward program that I've been a part of for 2 years now that I love. And like my mentee, her name's Shy, she's one of the most amazing women that I've ever met. Kind, just like I would want her to be a part of my team. I don't know, for whatever. Mm-hmm. She could be whatever. Manager, you could be a tour manager, I just want you around me because I felt protected with her. Yeah. I felt seen with her.
Yeah.
So for me to know that I can help her be in this space and then she can go help four more girls and then it now grows and grows and grows, that's the reason why I'm in this shit. Yeah. That's the reason why I'm like, damn, some days it's hard. Some days it's really hard. But I'm like, just keep, like, remember what we're doing this for. Like, there's not many girls, especially who look like me or any of us who are out here doing what we're doing that represent for a group that really can do it well, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And killing it.
Yeah.
But where's the representation? Where's someone who's, like, rallying us on so that these little girls can feel like they're empowered and do it, too? Because I'm not going to lie to you. when I was door dashing, I was like, yo, I might have to not be in music. I don't know. Like, it's this is tough. I'm going to do it, but it's tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, and how many other people can you look and I can count on my hand? But the women who do and who have empowered and like all of the women who are doing a great job is something to really applaud and be like, we're making a change. And I hope there's at least one or two girls who can be like, I want to be like her and I can do it because she did it. Because that's a feat.
Yeah.
That is a feat that I'm going to go to sleep and be happy about, you know?
But, and that's why it's so important, or was so important for you to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to give you this platform, you know, to tell your story, to talk about, you know, being a young girl in this thing, initially starting off and becoming a powerful woman. And the steps that you took and the people that inspired you and the bumps and bruises of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've known you for a while. I didn't know you was DoorDashing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but someone watching this who may be DoorDashing now.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
You know what I mean? Like, keep going after your dream.
Yeah.
Keep pushing. Like, there are people who have been in your shoes.
That you're looking up to and thinking they got it. No, we worked. We could have stopped, you know? But it's really just staying true to it and true to yourself. Amber is another one. Killing it.
Yeah.
With LVRN. Killing it. One of my good, like.
Yeah, Ashana.
I'm so happy that I can even start to name off people like this because I remember when I first started, I was like, how many people are there? You know what I mean? Like in this are women?
Especially from the management stage, right? Yeah. Or side, you know, like people don't realize that Ethiopia was a manager.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And she was part of the management team for Carrie, for Sierra, you know what I mean? Women like Lakeisha Orange, you know what I mean? Who's a primary wave. Like just, they're...
Shout them out. So, I love
you. Yeah. No, like, and for us as...
Rochelle.
We've been in this business. Yeah. We've been in this business and seen so many women do so many great things. And for us, listen, we're putting it out there. You are invited to come on this podcast. Like,
come on,
this is a real thing. Like, we want to have real discussions. Like, yes, are we going to have our artists? For sure. We're going to have artists. We're going to have producers, writers, managers, publicists,
stylists, makeup artists,
choreographers.
I love that.
You know what
guys?
I mean? Like, we are serious about people learning that it takes more than just the front people to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't have this podcast without Jacob, Ruben, Bo. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have this thing without our team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so we understand that and we're not in the place we're at without an Ethiopia.
Yep.
People don't know how much our Juliet Jones, or Joy Brown, or Grace James,
or Tina Davis, Sylvia Rhone. Like, there's so many.
These are people who have played a very important part of our careers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who really helped us, who really guided us. And, you know, have been very important to us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from all of that, you're the beginning of that for us, of coming on to the show and having this conversation. Because sometimes, and let's be honest, the women of the industry aren't as open to having these conversations on these type of public forums. And I get why.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I get why. You know, there are people who don't want y'all to talk y'all shit. We want y'all to talk y'all shit.
All of it.
I know.
All of it.
Heavy.
I know.
All of it. You know what I mean? Come on, Tabitha Plumber.
Motisla Zulu.
You know what I mean? The lawyers. You know what I mean? Like, we don't, this is a real thing that we really appreciate the women in this industry. And it's so many of y'all that, listen, as y'all come to my head, I will say it, but I'm sorry if I'm forgetting.
Salida Grand's another.
Absolutely. Like, this thing, man, is powered.
Yeah.
By black women.
Yeah.
The backbone of it and pushing us to it and helping us with it. And we want to be that platform for y'all.
Right.
And we want to include y'all. Because a lot of times people be like, oh, y'all be having too many, y'all don't have enough women on the show. We invite all the women. They got to want to come.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it.
No, let's just get back. So,
what you got over there, champ? So you starting up there?
Oh, gosh. That's why I asked my dad for piano lessons. He's taunting me.
Papa Azrat, please get
Papa Azrat. You taunting me because you know I can't do that and I wanted to.
He wouldn't let them in the house. Lydia, you've work with some great people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are great within your own right. Out of all the sounds you've heard, songs and artists you've seen, who's your top five? Your top five. Top five.
You better.
your top five R&B singers. R&B songs.
Oh, he dancing now. He dancing.
Oh, wow.
We want to know. You got the show. We got to know. Leah, tell us your top five. Yeah. Top five. Your top five.
Ding. So extra. So extra. You're so extra.
Sounds so good, don't you agree?
I wish.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Your top excluding five.
Excluding no one.
R&B singers. Excluding no one.
No.
Dead or alive.
No. People I've worked
no.
with.
Exclude no. No. Yes. No. You can't know. You got to tell the truth. This is the truth.
Yeah, shit. Tell the truth.
It was your face when you did it.
Singers?
Top five.
Like R&B vocal singers.
Top five R&B singers.
What else they going to do?
So just their voice.
They're going to rap.
Niggas better sing, dog.
Niggas who sang that song? Who sang it?
Okay, well, number one, in no particular order, but number one for sure, Whitney Houston.
Come on, Whitney.
The voice.
Yeah. I mean.
There's a the in front of that.
The voice. The Whitney voice. Houston. The. Like I told you, I was watching her when I couldn't even talk. Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. You're going there. Okay.
I have to.
Oh, you did.
As you should.
Yeah. It's... It's
that's
because
you know real singing. If you, you, know, you know, those two,
you know thangin'.
Yeah,
you know real thangin'.
Brandy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. So those for sure. I don't care what people say. I'm saying it because I've heard her sing with my own ears. Beyonce.
What are you talking about?
People like to people. Yeah. No,
what are you talking who are these about? People?
People
who are these? Who are these people?
Who are these stupids?
Listen, I wouldn't let them in my house.
For singing,
they can come in my house.
They'll be like, she's a pop singer. No,
man. What?
Beyonce can sing her ass.
Damn, mind.
No.
Yeah,
she's a popping singer.
Period.
Huh. She's one
the
of
the most popping,
the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
greatest. Of
yeah, she
all
one of the goats.
Time, and I'm just gonna keep it old school because that's how it. Mariah.
Come on, Mariah. Come
that's
on,
a heavy
Mariah.
Hitter. That's
we
a heavy
Mariah
hitter.
Mariah time.
And, yeah, we Mariah season.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mariah Christmas.
Yeah. Those are my top five for sure. Those are also besides Jasmine because we're kind of closer in age. Who I literally grew up on.
Yeah.
Listening. Whitney.
Great.
Brandy. Brandy is. The book of ad libs and choices. Oh. Like. People are like, oh, she's so good. No, her choices.
Yeah.
People on this placement.
Yeah.
It's just a little
bit. Special.
They hit that note right there when that chord, right when the transition to, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she a technician.
Yeah.
Oh, she's surgical with this shit.
Yeah. But even, and B, like, same way. Her choices.
She's surgical as well.
Surgical. And then you have Mariah where it's like this feeling, too.
Mariah was is able to dance in this belt whisper space.
Yeah.
Only Ariana Grande has been able to to mimic.
Like, I definitely kept it to my back in the days because I didn't want to have to even deal with all that because there's so many more. There's so many honorable.
There's some
mentions.
Aliens now.
Especially in our generation.
Yeah.
But I just kept it to what I grew up on for the most part. I just had to throw Jasmine.
No.
Because Jasmine takes me to church.
Silly.
Ooh, but Fantasia Silly. Does too.
For no reason. Just
Fantasia.
Just shouting for no
reason.
No, listen.
Does
listen. Fantasia. Lord Jesus.
That's what it is.
Fantasia. That's what you say after Fantasia. Then you say whatever else you go. Fantasia, Lord Jesus.
She just sang at this L Woman in Music event. I mean, Woman in Entertainment or Hollywood. She was getting an award and she went up there and she just said, glory be to Jesus. But started singing it.
Mm.
When I tell you,
she got it.
Everyone got it. Was like teary eyed.
Yeah, you start shouting.
Woo!
You start shouting.
Woo!
She got something different.
We I looked.
She's up. Anointed.
Anointed. So yeah, that's my top five singers. Okay. And I've been here before, so I feel like you're gonna say your what is it? The superhero. The
superhero. Yeah. Look at you, speed.
Let me slow your little car down. I'm really sorry.
Slow your car down.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We managing right now.
Pump the brakes on the camera.
Yeah, we managing right now.
Going too fast.
I'm just trying to manage something.
Y'all right. My bad.
Drive slow.
This is the R&B podcast.
R&B money podcast.
What am I thinking?
Your top five R&B songs. You might have missed that on the sheet.
He didn't give me a sheet.
Yeah, I mean, it probably was in your email. It was in your email. Jay didn't put that in your email?
No.
You said you've been here before.
Oh, you see what you did? You put a manager's little woo-wop on me. You see what he did?
You said you said in the past. You said. You said.
Come on, R&B songs. Come on.
Wow.
Got to be. Girlfriend. Bump, bump, bump.
Not Pandemonium. No.
Got to be is one of my favorite songs. Though. Oh, my God.
Wow. Amazing song. Dangerously in Love.
Way to kick it off.
Thank you.
You know what?
I was looking a little shaky.
No, no. For that, we're going to give you an edit. We're going to edit it so it don't look like you took so long. I'm lying.
Thank you.
You know I'm lying. No.
In Love with Another Man. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah, yeah. Women don't make songs like that all the time.
Because
that's a very true thing. They be thinking that niggas only feel that way.
Oh, my God.
It's not the truth.
This is just me. I don't know why, but Angel in Disguise was something that really... Do you guys remember that one?
Absolutely. Don't do this. Don't ever. Don't you ever.
Angel in Disguise.
With Joe in them backgrounds, don't you ever don't play another...
Next song for me, Superstar.
I love
that record.
Great record.
Love that record.
Mm-hmm. And I actually, I take back Angel in Disguise because that was a great one.
You started this whole debate.
I know.
And now you about to take the song back.
No, because that song's still great. No, but it's fine. Full Moon.
That's your one.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Full Moon is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Shout out to Mike City.
Mike City.
All time.
Shout love out to that.
Mike City.
I think, is that, how many is that?
Oh, is that five?
Well, you took one back, but I mean, you can still keep Angel Disguise in if you would like to, and Full Moon, because they're both amazing
just
records.
Give one more. Just
but
just,
we can give us one more.
It's going to sound like I'm saying this. Because I'm on this podcast, but that song actually took me. I couldn't stop playing it to the point my mom knows every word. When We by You.
Your mom knows every word?
Yeah.
Come on, mama.
Come on, mama.
And I just saw it because it's right in front of my face.
Come on, mama.
That was my.
Yeah, at the Scream Tour.
Come on, mama.
Mama and the aunties.
You was out of control.
I could say Take You Down too, because that was a song that really did. But yeah, you're very much. That was one.
Your R&B Voltron, your super R&B artist. Who you getting the vocal from, who you getting the performance style from, ooh, who you getting the styling from,
oh my God,
and who are you getting the passion of the artist. Okay, let's start with the vocal. Whose vocal are you using for that?
I'm going to choose Beyonce's voice.
Okay. She's like a... Beyonce's voice is
no,
a great
marriage. I'm choosing Whitney's. Because Whitney's like a mixture of both.
Yeah. Fair enough.
She can get soulful, and she can do both.
Okay. Sweet. You got your voice.
It's Whitney Houston. I don't know why I even blanked on that. Even, Whitney.
I thought that's who you're gonna pick.
Whitney.
Performance style on stage.
Beyonce.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it.
Yikes.
I argue nobody's beating her on stage.
That's why I was like, I can use her for something else. Beyonce. Yeah.
Like what you're doing here.
Whitney. Whitney, Beyonce.
Styling.
Rihanna.
Ooh, you just out of control.
Yeah. Work.
Oh, she building. She know it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm getting a manager. What?
I like it. I like it.
Okay.
The face when you know you're cooking. The passion of the artist.
Janet.
She sweated out.
You gonna feel every emotion.
She sweated out. I seen her do it.
To this day.
Yeah, she's made men just fall over. The passion is her eyes when she's staring at woo. It's like, woo. Should I look away? Should
are
I not?
You looking, are you gonna, who looking gonna, at? Who are me. You looking at?
Right.
Well, Lydia, your family.
Yes.
We are beyond proud. We got your back.
Absolutely.
The support is through the roof.
Thank you.
Whatever you need us for, it is done.
Amen.
With that being said, thank you for coming.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
We appreciate it.
I love it. I feel like we went way past our time.
It's just information.
We started before we even started.
Yeah, right. We was already going. It was another 40 minutes off camera.
I was like, are we rolling? No.
But it's just, you know, this information, like we say, it's just needed.
Yeah.
It's needed. These stories and these examples.
Yeah.
Are needed.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't stop here.
No.
It starts here.
It does.
And then there will be 30, 40 more Lydias because
hundreds,
of,
I hope.
Hundreds because of this.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And we'll all be here rallying them on.
You better believe
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You better believe it. Batteries for everybody.
Sure. For sure.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah.
Come on now.
I appreciate y'all.
My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the Y'all Your Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Business.
We stood on business today.
We did.
This has been Boss Talk.
Boss Talk. Ooh. Maybe I need to.
You heard that?
That's what I'm
Lydia.
Yes?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.